Greetings, my name is Peter Larson, and I'm an MD-PhD candidate at UConn. This project represents a collaboration between Julia O's group at the Jackson Laboratory for Genomic Medicine and the UConn Center on Aging. So we've learned a lot about the microbiome over the course of the past two decades, how it interacts mechanistically with nearly every dimension of human health, and particularly how it can help protect us against infections. But older adults over 65, have largely been excluded from this research, which is bad because older adults are susceptible to many chronic illnesses and infections. So we sought to fill this gap by conducting a whole genome shotgun metagenomic study of not just the gut, but the oral and the skin microbiota of adults over 65. And we recruited a cohort both of community-dwelling, so independently living older adults, as well as SNF residents, skilled nursing facility residents. So what we found was, if you look at the middle of the poster, that the most stark differences between older and younger adults, and particularly SNF residents, was actually in the skin microbiome. Whereas in younger adults, if you look at the chart, the skin microbiome is generally very similar between individuals, generally dominated by Cutibacterium acnes. You wouldn't say that about older adults, particularly the SNF residents. You see dramatic variation between individuals. And you see compositional changes. There's less Cutibacterium acnes. There's more Staphylococci, Carinibacteria, Malassezia, and other organisms. If you look at this quantitatively in the bottom left of the poster, we observe several strong trends. So the skin microbiome of older adults was generally less stable over time. It was hyper-diversified. There was greater variation between individuals and also very greatly within individuals. So same individual, different body sites. And these were skin-specific phenomenon. Now, if you look at the bottom middle of the chart, we found that these factors are not really related to subject age. Now, if you looked at subject frailty, by contrast, the heterogeneity, so the variation between individuals, and the abundance of Cutibacterium acnes does appear to be associated with subject frailty. And if you look just at that Cutibacterium acnes abundance, as that goes down, there appears to be a strong relationship between that and all the other metrics. So it looks like there's this constellation of changes that takes place in the human skin microbiome that may be associated with frailty. Now, why should you care? So look at the right. In our cohorts, the skin, rather than the oral or the gut microbiome, appeared to be the major reservoir for important pathogens, as well as antibiotic resistance. So the takeaway here is that there appear to be frailty-associated changes that take place in the human skin microbiome that may increase our susceptibility to colonization by pathogens and for carriage of antibiotic resistance. So I welcome any questions you have, and thank you for your time.